a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And our next guest has just put out their debut single with their new band, Cherry Siesta. We've got some new, fresh talent on the block. We've got Jordan Cranshaw coming to us from Tauranga, talking to us about the brand new track, Stranger Luck. Morena to you, Jordan. How are we?
Morena, Zach. Yeah, doing well, man. Doing well. It's a beautiful day in the Bay here, so... Can't complain, eh?
Is it usually a beautiful day in the Bay?
It is. To be fair, I haven't been in the Bay for the past 2 weeks. I've actually been over in Canada, so I'm a bit jet lagged at the moment. But you know, it is. We can't complain here. It's always pretty decent.
Man, that's actually something I want to talk to you about because you were traveling for quite some time around the world, weren't you?
I was. Yeah, I left. I was obviously studying down in Dunners with you and all the other homies in 2021, 22. Uh-huh. And then halfway through 22, I went off to Spain and just didn't come back for another 2 years. Sort of thing, just jumped around the world, did Europe, Istanbul, down to Buenos Aires, Argentina, Mexico.
Whoa.
City.
Whoa.
New York, London, yeah, all over, man.
Damn. Have you had your fill, or do you still have the travel bug? Does it still itch at you?
Well... No, you just can never fill it up, eh? Like, obviously, I've just done 2 weeks in Canada, actually over with Ari. She's living in Banff, so
awesome.
Just got free accommodation and all sorts. And then I might be doing a volunteer trip out into the middle of India in a couple months and just help out with the coffee harvest and one of the tribes. So
that could be epic. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. No, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, heaps of plans, eh?
Cool. How does that affect your time spent with the band?
Obviously, the last 2 weeks, it was kind of tricky timing with Stranger Luck releasing on Friday. But we made it work. No, we made it work. I think that the boys have been mixing the next two songs, actually, the last couple of weeks, because they're the producers. I'm not really into any of that. I think it works well, like, obviously in moderation. I think Finn, the lead guitarist, is going on a trip over to the Cook Islands for a couple of weeks shortly, and we'll just make it work, so that's good.
Cool, that's awesome. Just work around everyone's schedules, see how you can get it on.
Yeah.
Try and maybe do some stockpiling. Is that a thing that you guys do? Stockpile some songs?
Yeah, for sure. So we recently did a drum recording day, and we just... tried to crack out two songs, which we did pretty successfully, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, now we're just focusing on those, and then we'll do. Yeah, don't want to say too much. I think I might get in trouble with the boys if I tell our plans too much. But yeah, no, definitely stockpiling is a good idea, I think.
Mm, nice, awesome. I want to quickly touch on the bio in your YouTube channel name. It says "Fast Asleep in the Sun." Is that a reference to anything? What is the meaning behind that phrase?
It's not a reference to anything. I think Finn sort of just came up with it as a placeholder, but we do have a song further along in the pipeline, which I've been sitting on for a couple of years, which is sort of along the same lines as that. And we just thought it was such a cool phrase, and it sort of goes with the whole Cherry Siesta vibe of just being super laid back and just really just taking it as it comes. Eh? We're not really taking ourselves too seriously at the moment. We do have big ambitions, and we are working quite hard on it. But you know, we're just taking it as it comes, just having a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sound is very, very bright and playful and fun. It kind of reminds me of the real strong surf rock vibe that was in Otipoti from like 2017 to 2022. I know that you were into Dunedin for some of that. Is that a strong, like, kind of pool of influence there?
100%. Yeah, no, definitely for me. So Finn and I sort of sat down and wrote this first one. And especially for my singing style and melodies and my songwriting, that's a massive, that new wave Dunedin sound, I'd say, that 2017 onwards. You've got, like, obviously Marco Road's not Dunedin, but all those sort of bands like Marco Road, Butlers, Albion Place, Marlon's Dreaming.
Soaked Oats.
Our Hotel, you know, all those guys
really
come through for me. And yeah, just in my... lyric writing, as well as, you know, as I mentioned, the actual singing style. I think I bring a lot of influence from those guys, so a lot to be thankful for those bands.
Mm, for sure, for sure. They really defined an era in the city. Absolutely.
Now, absolutely.
How the new band is feeling new, is the vibe I'm getting. How do you guys come together?
Yeah, so Finn and I, well, it's relatively new in the sense that we've sort of just kicked off in social media, but we've actually been working on this project since the start of the year. Mm. So Finn and I got together, we went to high school together, so we sort of rekindled last year at the skate park. We shared that bond of skateboarding, and we realized that we both play music. So we got together for a few jams, and then early this year we wrote a song, and then we decided we wanted to give it a go with the band. So we reached out to Jake, who had recently his band Marmalade Skies, you might have heard of. They were a Bay of Plenty band. They recently broke up last year, and then he said he was keen for a jam, so we went out to his place, and then it just went from there. We get on really well, and we work together well, so, you know, that's going well. We're loving it.
Awesome. That's such a like a meet cute story. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Very, very sweet, man. The video for this new song, Stranger Luck, is pretty fun, as it takes part in a sort of makeshift casino. Does that have like is that tying into the themes of luck and chance meeting the romantic interest in the track?
Yeah, 100%. So you've got the luck in the I actually wrote the song as Stranger Love, and then Finn recommended changing it to Luck, and then we sort of wrote the rest of it around that, and he got the whole idea of it. He's actually a professional videographer and photographer, which we really really appreciate.
Yeah,
his skill set there. So it was sort of directed by him. The whole casino vibe, yeah, definitely just plays off that Stranger Luck. And if you watch the music video, you've got all the extras, Finn's flatmates, all sort of dressed in tuxedos and taking it all seriously. And then we've tried to play it off as Finn and I come in, just sort of dressed semi-casually, and then I end up winning it all. So without spoiling it too much, that's sort of the whole vibe of it.
It's great, and it really, you know, it reaches out to the youth, because I feel like, you know, the youth are getting advertised gambling more and more, so you're hitting that market there.
Yeah, 100%. Not that we want to,
Not advocating, just displaying.
Not advocate that too much, no.
I mean, so you've kind of hinted at the fact that maybe we can expect to see more from Cherry Siesta in 2025. Is there an EP that you reckon will come out before December this year?
Again, I don't want to get in trouble with the boys, but that is our goal, I'd say. We've got two singles planned to come out mid-September, the next one, Low Fruit, and then another Long Day, 5 weeks-ish after that, and then, yeah, around December, we'd hope to be putting those all together with two other songs into a 5-song EP. I mean, that's the goal. Hopefully I don't get in trouble if we thought of that. But, you know, it's good to have ambitions, and that's what we're aiming for. We've got the material there, so we just need to put it all together and get it up.
Awesome. And do you reckon you might be coming down to Otipoti or Ototahi as part of a nationwide tour?
That's definitely... I mean, it'd be rude not to, eh? Definitely that inspiration definitely coming a lot from Otipoti and Ototahi, and all over the country. I think that would be amazing. I'd definitely love to go and play with at Eric's. I think Eric's or The Crown would be epic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been to a fair few gigs at The Crown. Or come and play some songs for you guys at R1 would be cool as well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know this side of New Year's. I'm not too sure, but I mean, we could aim for a little O-week spot or something, or get some shows down there. No, it's definitely in our plans, yeah.
Mean. Well, hopefully we'll have you down soon, and looking forward to hearing some more stuff from you down the line. Thank you for coming on the program. Do you have any final words for our listeners, Jordan?
No, firstly, yeah, just thanks for having me, and hope people love the track and what we've got coming next in the next couple months. Follow along if you like what you hear, and that's all we can really say.
Mean. Well, you know, wise words to live by. Thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And, I can't wait to see you guys come down to Dunedin, hopefully in the near future. It'd be awesome.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Cheers, man. Right, that was Jordan Cranshaw from the band Cheery Siesta. They just put out their debut single, Stranger Luck, which we're going to play for you right now. And then, you know, after that, we will probably have our Rad Times gig guide, our daily bread for finding out about events in and around Otipoti. So let's get into this song. Here is Cheery Siesta with Stranger Luck. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Your spiritual cloud is heavy enough. Heavy enough. Laying low, going up. I don't mind taking the velvet off.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.